It's Texas Standard Time.
For 20 years, Rafael Palmeiro terrorized Major League pitchers. The hard-hitting left-hander from Miami by way of Cuba is one of only six players ever to record over 3,000 hits and 500 home runs in his career. That's part of a resume that most any ball player could look at and say, good enough. But it's not good enough for Rafael Palmeiro because now, at the age of 53, he's trying to get back into the big leagues, and he's starting just south of Fort Worth with the Cleburne Railroaders of the American Association of Independent Baseball. Mr. Palmeiro, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Been over a decade since you last played pro ball, and I guess that's what everyone is intrigued by. What's that time been like for you? What have you been up to?
Well, I've been watching my kids grow up playing baseball. I mean, that's kind of kept me busy. I have two boys, and actually one of them is my teammate. One of them plays third base here with our team. But I watched a lot of baseball as they were growing up and, you know, in high school and through college and now at the professional level.
Yeah. Your son, who plays on that same team, he's pretty good, as I understand it. He had the first home run of the season. Is that right?
Yeah, he's off to a pretty good start. I think he's hitting 500, but he's only got like 8 or 10 at bats. So it's a long season, but it's always good to get off to a good start.
So what's practice and workout like for you? Do you find it comes as easy as it used to back in the old days?
Yeah, I think so. Nothing's changed. I mean, I'm just older, but I'm actually doing more now than I did when I was playing.
Really?
I'm doing more. I actually am lifting weights now. I have a pretty good diet now, doing more running and more cardio. And, with the weightlifting. But when I played, I didn't do any of that. I mean, I lifted a little bit of weights in the off season, but no cardio, you know, lots of pizza and, you know, the diet wasn't very good. So, but now it's pretty good. I mean, it's pretty strict and I'm older, so I've got to watch more what I eat. And,
yeah.
But I feel great. I feel like I can do this and do it at a high level.
You know, I was trying to imagine, I think a lot of listeners who remember you from back in the day probably would think, you know, what would it have been like for you, when the Rangers were playing on TV or something? Would you find yourself sitting down in front of the TV watching the game and sort of, being a little wistful, wishing you were back there? And I mean, did you ever find yourself in that sort of mood or mindset?
I didn't early on when I quit playing baseball. I didn't even watch baseball for a couple of years. The only games I ever went to were my kids. I just went to their games and that was it. But, you know, I started watching it again. And then after a while I was thinking, you know, I might could do this. You know, I think I could still play. And, you know, obviously all of us think that way. You know, all baseball players that play and retire, we always think, oh, we can always do it. You know, it's like riding a bike, but that's not really the case. And I just started swinging. I mean, not that I ever quit swinging, but I started swinging with a purpose in my garage. And then I went to the batting cages with my kids. And then from there, I just kept on and on and on. And that's how it was.
I was just thinking, you know, a guy like you who's had the career that you've had, you wouldn't have to get back into ball. You probably wouldn't have to work again, I'm guessing. Was money a factor here or no?
Not
no.
So much? No, I mean, I just think it's more, I just missed the game and just want to prove to myself that I can do it.
Yeah. Well, that's an interesting thing because you say you went, earned your way back. And I was thinking about, you know, what happened there at the end of your first career, because we're now into the second.
Yeah.
But at the end of your first career, and there was this these allegations about the steroids and all, you denied it. What would it take for Major League Ball to get you back? I mean, is that door open to you?
Well, I'm assuming that it's open. I mean, there's been other guys that have tested positive throughout their careers. And, you know, for instance, Bartolo Colon, he was suspended for, I think, 50 games. And he's beloved by all Major League Baseball, and he's playing. So I don't know that the door is closed for me. I think that I just need to prove that I'm worthy. I mean, I have to show that I can play. Otherwise, no one's going to be interested. I mean, who would want to? This is not a publicity stunt or a circus or anything like that.
Yeah.
So if I can play the way I think that I can, then I might could help somebody in the big leagues.
Well, you've been awfully generous with your time. I have to ask, though, what's it like playing with your son, Patrick, who's on the Railroaders? I mean, are there pros and cons of that or what?
No, there's no cons. Everything is great. Everything is good. I've given advice. I'm helping him. I'm coaching him. So it's been great. It's kind of what I thought it would be like.
Must make you pretty proud, too, to see him falling, you know, in the shadow of the old man, I guess.
I really am.
Rafael Palmeiro is an infielder and designated hitter for the Cleburne Railroaders. He's back. Mr. Palmeiro, thanks so much for taking a few minutes out to talk with us on the Texas Standard. We sure do appreciate it.
You got it. Thank you, man. Thank you for having me on.